首先就是就讲到这个学习的目的或者学习的方法，我觉得这个很重要的就是 you have to know what your goal is， 你的目标是什么。因为有的时候可能you're learning English for to pass a test、
mm-hmm.
就是国内的四六级，或者你要出国，有 IELTS， 有 TOEFL， 对不对？那这个时候 test prep 备考的时候呢，可能你就会去买什么 official TOEFL guide， 然后去上你的新东方，就是有很多是 test prep skills、特别在中国我们的这种 cram， 我们说的 cram 就是比较 intensive， 然后有一点临时抱佛脚的这个学习啊、
嗯、
它不是真正的去提升你一个总体的英语水平，而是让你很有针对性的 targeted test prep， right？
嗯，
那我想我们节目的很多听众还有我们的很多用户呢，大家也不是 test prep 的这个阶段，更多的人是可能在上大学或者已经工作了，是真的想提高自己英语的这个沟通能力的。So you want to improve your English communication skills, or communicative skills.、
Mm-hmm.
然后这个时候我觉得就是你的学习的方法啊什么的，最主要的就是要找一些just content that is relevant to you.
Mm-hmm. And so I think especially if you guys are looking at communication, one of the biggest things is just listening to people speak.
对
and listening to people speak normally and getting chances to speak. Because, of course, if you're reading a book, if you're reading、mm. a textbook, you can learn new words, you can learn new vocabulary. But communication, you can't learn in a book.
对，就是特别是这个口语，对吧？你要提高的话，真的就是先要有这个我们说 learning input, 学习的这个输入。然后 where do you get input? 我觉得很重要的就是，其实现在有很多很多的资源，我们的节目，我们的课程，然后当然 American TV shows, movies,、
mm-hmm.
就是一些就是非常正宗的 authentic native English 的这些 media resources, right? 但是当然资源也很多，我觉得最重要的就是又说到你要找对你自己最相关最有用的 stuff that's most relevant to you.
嗯哼，
那我想很多朋友就是general 的这个 English communicative skills 无非就是 daily life 日常的一些，那其实 open language 很多的课程内容都是这个。那还有我觉得 daily life 的最好的接触的方式就是去如果你身边有这个外国的同事啊朋友，就是尽可能的找机会和他们聊天沟通、
嗯、
那或者就是看一些美国的这个媒体资源。Jason, what do you feel about, you know, watching American TV shows or movies?
I think it's great. I'm actually really jealous of people that learn English because at least in terms of American TV and movies, there is so much good stuff.
资源非常的丰富啊。
Yeah, it's really, you know, of course every country has movies and TV shows, but, I mean, I'm biased, obviously, but I think American TV and movies are really good. And so, and there's a lot of variety as well. So you can find something that you like and sort of focus on that.
对，但是呢，我也觉得很重要的就是，如果你的英语的水平程度和你学习这个目标，你去看的这个电影电视是要有点 match， 要有吻合的。比如，如果你的英语现在程度还比较低的话，你去看什么 Game of Thrones，
yeah, too much.
或者看 Breaking Bad， 或者看什么 Mad Men， 你就非常难懂，因为它里面就是说特别像 Game of Thrones， 这个故事是发生在几百年以前， and it's not even, you know, real life, right?
And it's confusing for native speakers too.
对，就美国人看了有的时候还摸不着头脑，所以这个是它作为一个学习资源就可能不是那么适合你，所以最好还是那有一些这个sitcom situational comedy、
嗯、
特别适合讲一些日常生活主题的，所以这就是为什么像 Two Broke Girls 什么在中国还像以前 Friends 很受欢迎，就因为它讲的是比较现代的 contemporary， 然后美国年轻人的一些生活，像 Big Bang Theory 这样、
嗯、
对不对？所以你就可以 you pick up a lot of just very authentic English phrases and ways of communication.
And I think another really good trick if your English isn't that good yet is to watch TVs or movies that are made for kids or young adults.
Because
if you're watching stuff that's for adults, they're going to use lots of really high level words that you may not be ready to learn. But when you watch things for kids or young adults, it's a lot easier to understand.
但是Jason, 你讲这个 advice, 我觉得是因为你没有小孩你没有看过这样的电视，因为我儿子 天哪，他每天看 Bob the Builder.
Oh, that's too much. That's like baby. That's for babies.
对对对，大家也不要去看那种，因为他讲的都是 kids talk, right?、
Mm-hmm.
就是你也不会用到，所以你说 for young adults, 我觉得这是很好的，可能看一些就 teenagers 啊，十几岁的人。
Or even things, you know, like Pixar movies and Disney movies, things like that.、Mm. Things that are made for, you know, 9-year-olds.
对。
So if you're watching things that are made for 4-year-olds, it's too simple. You're going to sound like a baby. But if you watch things for, you know, 9-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds, it's good. It's usually good English.
对对。好，那这是一点啊，就是你怎么来获取这个学习的资源。那还有我觉得很重要的就是，其实 what is relevant to everyone is different, 对吧、
mm-hmm.
可能特别是当你涉及到一些工作职业的这些范畴的时候、如果你是一个医生 versus 你是一个公司的主管 versus 你是一个什么设计师 designer, 你们的、工作英语的需求是很不一样的。那这些工作英语 需求来源，我觉得最好的可能还是就是你要去看比较 focus on 你自己领域的一些内容、
mm-hmm.
那我觉得在中国会有一点难了，因为搜索引擎像谷歌都不怎么能用，所以我觉得 it's really difficult to find, you know, to search for native English resources in these specialized areas. 但是给大家一个窍门，就是如果If you type in AOL.com,、
mm-hmm.
因为美国在线它那个 search engine is powered by Google, 所以你还是可以去找到。
Oh, really?
对对对。
I didn't know that.
美国的网站、美国的资源还有 Bing, 对不对？ Bing 都是蛮好的、mm-hmm. 在百度上真的就比较难一点，因为它就是比较本土一点哈。
Mm-hmm.
那还有一个我觉得学语言的时候很重要的就是高频词，然后高频的这个语境 high frequency、
嗯、哼，
那其实语言学习语言教学的流派不同的这个方法非常多，那当我们看到 ESL 就是 English as a Second Language, 其实它整个的教学体系在过去的100多200年里面它是有很大的一个改变，就最 traditional 的就是一些我们说的语法教学法， it was a very grammar centric approach, right?、
Mm-hmm.
那到现在其实我们传统在国内的英语教学还是这个语法教学法，就说在老师编书或者教学的过程当中，他会有一个像大纲一样，就是说一个 beginner student, these are the grammar points you need to know, right? 然后我怎么教你，就是我一切都是以这个语法为出发点，但是呢就是你会看到书上写的什么 verb to be, 然后 pronoun 怎么怎么样、
mm-hmm.
但是呢其实 ESL 在现在主流的一个世界上的一个风格已经就转化成一个自然教学法 natural approach、
mm-hmm.
communicative 教学法，这个沟通的教学法，对不对？还有就是我们说的语块教学法 lexical approach、
mm-hmm.
所有的这些东西它其实说的就是我们要把真实的常用的语言教给学生，就是先 expose 大家，让大家听，让大家说这样的语言，然后你再去看这个里面的 grammar, how it works,、
mm-hmm.
not the other way around.
And I think this is a really good thing to point out. In my experience of learning languages, one of the things that's been most helpful is finding little phrases、
mm-hmm.
of how people say things. Because I think that's、right. probably the most difficult thing in languages. Of course, you know, maybe you know lots of words in English, but you have an idea. What's the most natural way to say that idea in that language?
是的。
And maybe personally, you can think of 30 ways to say it, but a native speaker is only going to say it one way.、
Mm.
So the trick is hearing an example of how a native speaker says it and then practicing that one way over and over and over.
我也觉得这点很重要，就是如果你去学了特别多的you just end up confusing yourself, 然后你就一直脑子里搞来搞去的也说不出来。 But if you just focus on, you know, if you just zeroing one or two expressions most commonly used, 那你很快就能讲出来，比如打电话的时候，对吧，我接起电话我应该怎么问人家，哎，你好，你找谁，比如说问一个人啊，你怎么样，你就说 what's up, how is it going 就好了、
mm-hmm.
就不要想很多很多的。
Yeah, and so it's really just about paying attention to how people speak and really listening. One thing that I notice a lot that in general Chinese speakers of Englisharen't great at is that when you're having a conversation in English, for example, you know, when someone's saying something、
mm.
you know, you respond with, oh cool, that sounds great, you know, things like that. And in general a lot of Chinese people, you know, because they are still used to speaking Chinese, will do the more Chinese style response, will they do the
对，就是一些小的，我们说 conversational fillers, 对不对？
Well, fillers, but also just these little things like that. That, you know, when you pay attention to how at least
Native,
Americans speak English, when someone's talking, you'll say, oh, cool, or fantastic, or something like that.
就是要给他一些 feedback, 对吗？
Yeah, so it's things like that, that just paying attention to how people...actually speak and then trying to replicate it、is really useful.
Replicate 就是去模仿去重复啊。那我觉得还有一点很重要，就是学语言的时候千万不要把它和实际生活脱离开来。就是我们大部分人学语言就是你要真正去在工作生活里用到它的，所以这个时候这个 context situation 就很重要，对吧？那 context 就是我们说的语境，或者一个situation 场景，东西要有上下文。因为 Jason, 我不知道你有没有看过，就我们经常有什么Facebook 英语常用900句或者什么，就 just list like a long list of hundreds of hundreds 就这种句子，但是他不告诉你一个什么场景，对吧？他就说哦比如 food 你可以说这十句话或者什么，但他没有那种互动，就是说别人说这个时候你可以回答这个，对吧？然后就有一个 conversation, it's not like that.
No, it doesn't really work. Those words don't work.
对。
I think that's another thing, just with these books and these resources, it's really easy to find words or phrases on your own. But then when you use them, a lot of times you'll find out, oh, no one actually says that.
对。
So the big issue is trying to find words that people actually use.
是的。
So there's a lot of, this sort of gets into a conversation of dictionaries, right?
其实讲到字典也是好多的朋友会问我们，就说啊哪个字典好，然后呢就是说我应该用英汉的还是用英英的啊。What's your view on that?
It's difficult. I think if your English is a lot is really good, then of course you could probably use, you know, an English dictionary. But if you're still learning and you're still wanting to make sure you understand the nuances of meaning, just because there are so many words in English and each word has very differences, small differences in meaning, that using an English Chinese dictionary will probably give you a better idea of what it means.
对，我觉得这个真的很重要，我自己也很认同这一点，就是要看你的英语水平。我们如果是刚比较入门初级的时候，因为你的词汇量不够多嘛，如果你去英英的，就你查一个词，它解释的比那个词The word itself 还要难，那你就真的是看不懂啊，不理解这词的意思。但是呢，所以这个时候英汉的词典就比较适合你。但是当你的英语达到一定的水平，你感觉到其实这个水平怎么划分，也不是说你认识多少个词或者什么，我觉得你可以自己去 explore, 对不对？当你对自己的英语有一定的自信的时候 ，try an English dictionary, 然后你看看是不是有助于你的学习，比那个英汉的更加能让你了解到这个词，你刚刚说 nuance, 就是它到底里面一些细微的意思。因为有的时候英语里面有个说法叫 lost in translation, 就可能这个词我们把它翻译成中文，但没有一个特别好的对应的一个概念，就非常难翻。然后呢，你就用那个英汉词典，特别是 when you're learning pretty advanced vocabulary or saying, 就这个情况很多，所以你用英英词典的话呢，你反而会更好的去理解这个词或者这个短语的意思。
If you are going to use an English Chinese dictionary, we can probably give you some recommendations for that as well. Because I personally use a Chinese to English dictionary. I use Pleco.
Pleco
on the iPhone.
现在大家就是 Jason 说的 dictionary 已经不是 paperback.
No, God, don't use that. If you're still using a paperback dictionary, then
what's wrong with that?
Oh, it takes so long. There's no point. It's all electronic. There's no reason to spend 5 minutes looking for a word.
对，所以 Jason 刚刚推荐的那个也是好多学中文的外国朋友会用的那个 app Pleco.
But you can also use it for the opposite.
对对对，你可以就是查英文字的中文意思，对吧？就 Pleco,、
yes.
然后它的 logo 是一条鱼，是吧 ？Pleco, it's a very good dictionary.
It's really good.
它里面就是说它的词汇那 entries 非常的全，而且我觉得它的这个解释也是比较就是很 authentic 的，不是不像有的时候你用一个很老的字典 ，maybe the definition was written like 50 years ago, years ago， 对吧？就很 outdated。那我自己呢，我通常我也会用一些电子版，但是我可以给大家推荐一些英英的词典啊，像现在的牛津的词典 Oxford 他们都有电子版本，有网站版，然后有 app 你可以下载，然后像韦士大词典 Merriam-Webster 他们都有这些移动和网站版本可以给你选择。
And one little trick that I like to use a lot that I don't know if many people know about is using Wikipedia as a translator, specifically for really, really, really specific things. Maybe you're learning about a certain species of bird.And you know how to
terminology.
Yeah. And so what the trick is you look at the page in Chinese and then you click on the link to look at the page in English. And it'll show you that the name of that page in English will be the most commonly used word for that thing.
就是危机大百科 Wikipedia. 这个在中国还没有被封，所以大家可以。
So check it out while you can.
对对对，去用一下啊。那另外还讲到一个为什么这些电子版的词典比纸质的好呢？我觉得很重要的一点就是 usually you can click to play how that word sounds like、
yeah.
对不对 the standard pronunciation 你查个字典半天你要搞音标，这个也是我们下面想说的 phonetics， 也不知道它正确的标准的读音是什么，但是一般这种电子版的词典都是你就点击那个播放你就能听到它一个 native speaker 真人的一个录音。
Yeah, it's a much better way than, for example, just looking at the IPA all the time.
其实音标我觉得是一个辅助，对吧？就是大家不要把音标 it's a means to an end.就是你达到目的的一个途径一个手段 It's not an end in itself 它本身不是目的就是你学一个新词的时候不要纠结我一定要知道它的音标怎么写什么什么样这个音标就是要告诉你它大概的一个发音是怎么样的那当现在很多其实像 Open Language 的 App 也是所有的新词都有录音就是还句子都有录音你点击播放你就能听对吧然后你自己可以去模仿然后就比你光是借助这个去看的音标要立体直观很多很多
And I think even with the IPA like you're saying you can know how it's pronounced but you don't really get to hear what it sounds like or how it's the sort of emotion that's put into it there's something about how words are said that's more than just the IPA
对的就是我们讲话的时候你的tone 对吧、mm-hmm. 你的语气语调然后 stress 当然重音 IPA 也会帮你标出来然后你的 intonation 其实 intonation 我觉得就是这个口语发音里面非常重要一部分我们讲 intonation 就是这种抑扬顿挫你讲一句话的时候怎么样是听起来最自然的一个方式不是一种我们说很 robotic 好像机器人那样的一个方式、mm-hmm. 那这个 it only comes with I think justExposure
and practice.
Exposure 就是说你要接触，就是多听多看啊，然后 practice 要自己去模仿，自己去说，自己去练开口。那最后呢，我们想讲一个就是how to build up your vocabulary 啊，这个背单词这方面的。那其实。Jason 我们传统学英语的时候背单词默写单词都是很重要的一个 test、mm-hmm. 考试的部分所以呢很多的同学就是对于自己英语水平的这个衡量都会是说啊、哦，我会背多少多少个单词几百个几千个我觉得这个当然 I think these are just building blocks of your language proficiency 对吧 它是砖头你要一块一块把它堆积起来然后当中还要加上混凝土啊什么的然后外面还要然后有钢筋水泥最后才有一个成品就你光知道会背几百个单词几千个单词也没有用就是你串不起来语言组织不起来
And it's really easy to like you said memorize a word but then when you actually have to say it it's a different thing entirely and at least in my experience when you actually say a word is when you actually remember it
对然后我觉得就是其实背单词重要也是重要我有几个 tips 啊就是我以前自己会用的第一个每天背单词的量不要太多不要说哦我今天要背50个甚至还100个单词因为我觉得太多的话 it's not humanly possible 就是你真的记 除非你是记忆力非常好的啦，但一般我们就记不了那么多的。然后呢，你也不可能 it's not sustainable， 就不可能持久。那比较好的就是给自己设定一个比较实际的目标， right？ Set a realistic goal。我记得就是我刚到新加坡去念书的时候，因为一下子都是全英语的教育，就是啊、哦、都看不懂啊，听不懂。但没办法，就是每天我就说，那我就记20个单词，这听起来可能很少，但是 if you do it every day， 就是
It adds up.
对，一个月你就记了可能400-500个单词，对不对？500-600个已经就很多了。
嗯、
mm-hmm. ，我就觉得这个很重要，而且就是你一定要有一个循环，可能你今天记了20个单词，然后过几天你再考考自己，再把那些拿出来，而且不要只记这个单词，要就是 think where you learnt it。What sentence, right? 你在哪个句子里面看到过这个词？因为光记词真的没有用，真的没有用。
And I also think an important thing is where you get these words that you're memorizing from. You know, it's easy to go online and just find a list of vocabulary words that you need to memorize. But in my experience, it works better when you find words that you hear.Or that you discover and you say, I don't know what that word is.
对的。
You write it down. And then when you memorize it, you remember, oh yeah, I heard it in that recording. Or I heard it
on... 就是 how it's used.
Yeah.
对不对？它怎么使用呢？就我们说的那个 context, 语境。
Because otherwise you fall into the trap of memorizing words that no one uses.
是的。那也有一些朋友会问我说，哎，你能不能推荐一些几本书我可以看一下，或者有哪些资源我可以用。那我自己感觉非常好的一个方式其实就是check out some US portal websites, news portals, 新闻门户网站，因为它这个里面的内容都是时下发生的一些事情，就是它会比较的实用，对不对？ It's very practical, useful, 而且它里面门户网站的这种表达的方式我觉得也是比较自然大众的，不像啊，你如果真的都是 New York Times 或者什么Wall Street Journal， maybe they use very advanced vocabulary，
yeah,
然后里面那个表达方式也是很 it's very written， 很书面，很 formal 的，对不对？
Mm-hmm.
就可能不是很适合我们一般的大众的这个需求，所以一些比如像 NBCNews.com， 甚至 AOL.com，
or BuzzFeed for example， which is getting really popular right now，
对，都是很好的一些新闻聚合的一些资源啊，然后呢，也不要去看一些，特别你刚开始学英语的时候 ，Jane Austen 啊、Charles Dickens，、
no.
对，不要，我觉得这个。其实我自己很爱看简奥斯汀的小说，但是也是等到大学的时候吧，就是英语比较好了以后你才去看，才看得懂。而且因为这些小说都是你可能100年以前写的，那里面也有很多表达方式就是现在特别日常说话的时候不会那样用啊。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。